Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We got a bit of breaking news. Obviously, we wouldn't normally do loads of Liverpool stuff on the Bias Football podcast, but James Pearce has just put a tweet out. Liverpool have made a formal request to PGMOL to receive the audio between referee Simon Hooper and VAR Darren
Release
England during the process that led to Luis Diaz's goal being wrongly disallowed. Liverpool have made a formal request. Senior Anfield figures who released a statement on Sunday demanding full transparency believe it's a crucial step to establishing both how and why Luis Diaz's goal was wrongly disallowed during the first half. The PGMOL subsequently described it as a significant human error and promised to conduct a review.
I want the audio from the three people in the VAR room now.
Yeah.
I don't care. The problem about that is if he's just said check complete, there's nothing there that I can sit there and say he's diddled us out or something, because there's no evidence. I want whatever's happened between those three people who've came to that decision.
Yeah.
I don't want the final decision to the referee. I want what's happened whilst they've sat there and realised, oh crap, what have we done here? How they've came to the decision, and that is the audio I want released. That will never be released. That's the problem.
Can you just read the beginning of that again for me?
Yeah. So, Liverpool have made a formal request to the referee's governing body to receive the audio between, it says between the officials,
okay,
during
good.
Saturday's controversial
report. That's what I thought it said.
But the original tweet said,
the tweet just says between.
To receive the audio between referee Simon Hooper and VAR Darren England.
That's what it says.
So the tweet is slightly contradictory to the article there.
Yeah.
I agree
with
the
point. But
they
made an official request. They tell them specifically what they want.
Yeah.
You know, and they've clearly said we want the official's audio to be
because that's but it's a hugely important point, that the distinction to Chloe's point, Chris, is that we know it's quite well known what's been said between Darren England and the referee Simon Hooper. It's that thing, and they just go and check completely because apparently they checked the wrong thing. I want to hear, as you're saying, what's happening in that room. What's the full thing from the goal, from the ball hitting the back of the net, the flag going up? What was the conversation was having? Has anyone gone, I think we've got this wrong? When what is their reaction when the free kick gets taken and not a kickoff from the centre circle?
But how do they react to all that? When he's put his flag up, has he said offside?
Has anyone noticed?
Who's heard offside there? Because it can't have just been the referee. I don't want you just saying check complete. I want
to hear, Simon, what are you doing?
Those three people who are all looking at that screen.
Darren, his flag's up. Darren, check. No, Darren, don't tell. No, Darren, Darren.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
And genuinely speaking, right, if it's that, I'll let it go. Because yeah. Darren England... We'll focus my entire fury on Darren England, and I want to know why he's ignored that. Like, you know, is he new batteries for his hearing aid?
The club won't be asking for that officially if they don't think there's something in it. So they're not just going to ask for the final bit; they're going to ask for the whole lot. And if they don't get it, then obviously they'll want to know why, and they'll go to law, won't they?
Yeah.
Can I tell you the truth? I reckon Liverpool already heard it.
I reckon they might have.
You reckon they've heard it?
I reckon
they have.
Yeah. Because there's no way.
Because the broadcasters have got it. There's all kinds of people already have the interactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They know what they're asking for.
Yeah, yeah.
And they know what they're asking of the PGMOL. And public opinion will sway back to Liverpool if it is not released.
If that's the case, hopefully they have then asked for that specific part, and that's why it's in the tweet. They've probably just used, maybe James Pearce has just used Darren England and Simon Hooper, because those are the two people that people have focused on.
Yeah, yeah.
Where no one's focused on like the other two people in the VAR room.
Dan Coote
or something. So maybe that's why, because the headlines are, everyone can recognise those two names. I'm hoping that Liverpool have done that, because I haven't seen anyone else request. Remember when McAllister got a red card? We didn't ask for the audio for that one.
Yeah.
We did not ask for the audio. So there's some reason why Liverpool
have asked
for the audio.
Well, Chloe, because the excuse doesn't wash.
Exactly.
And this one comes back to it with what has been, and we were saying it all over the podcast today. My head is absolutely frazzled with the idea that three people sat in a room whose job it is to look at the screens and watch the game, that all three of them could have missed that Luis Diaz was flagged for offside. They can't possibly have all been believed wrongly that the goal was given. It's insane.
Mass hallucination.
Honestly, it's beyond insane to think that. So there must be something in there. Somebody, one of those three, must have seen something and tried to flag this. And that's the worst thing for Darren England, is that if someone in that room has flagged it, why has he just pressed on and not taken the time to check it out? And again, it comes back to it. It's going to prove that some people are stupid, but it doesn't, you know, are we going to see that there's corruption in this?
It's almost beyond stupidity, isn't it? Because if someone has seen it and no one has done anything about it, then the question is, why haven't you done something about it? Yeah. Is that corruption?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
What's your thought process, is it not telling someone?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's one of those things, is a bit like, you know, like the guy who has to press the button on the nuclear warhead because he's under instructions and everyone else is going around him. Nah, look, they've given up, mate.
It's like the Manchurian candidate all over again. Gone off to the UAE, come back brainwashed, doesn't know what he's done.
Yeah.
Kills the president.
Yeah, sleeper agent. But yeah, again, this is just a step in the process. But I didn't think they were empty words from Liverpool when they put them at the end of that statement.
The other thing in all of this is you've got the PGMOL and you've got the Premier League, and you sign up to the Premier League as a football club in Liverpool. Why aren't you allowed to request the audio for these things?
I know.
I mean, they should. It's a game of football. Ultimately, it's a game that we're all signed up for. We believe that, you know, you want to referee it properly and all that type of stuff. In what grounds could the Premier League turn around and say, we can't give you the audio for a decision that's made?
It belongs to us and not you.
Exactly. This is a game of football that we're in a league that we're a part of, and you know, it's good money. You make money from it.
Particularly because they do now show, they've got a show where they put certain aspects of it out. I mean, I'd be interested to know if they do any of that tonight. But
Monday Night Football is must-see.
But they've opened up that now. And I think in doing so, I think they thought it'd be enough. It's a bit like when your house is a shithole, but you walk around and put a few bits in the bin. You know what? You go, well, I've left it better than it was when I walked in. And I think the referees feel a bit like, well, we've given you this. Isn't this well better than nothing? It's like, actually, in reality,
I mean, if they don't give
we
it
know
to
it
them,
all
Liverpool
exists.
Liverpool will just get litigious and... Yeah. You know, we'll get it that way.
Yeah, this is not over by any long shot. What do you think of this? What do you think is going to be in the audio? Do you think incompetence or corruption? Let us know.
told you, Darren England is getting jettisoned.
There is a reason Liverpool Football Club have asked for that audio. I've not seen them ask for it before. I've not seen another team ask for an audio before.
Yeah.
There is something there that...
But they're asking for it because it's mental. It's mental that three people could possibly think it wasn't
not
offside and let it go.
Think it was offside.
Stupid.
I'm surprised it's not been leaked on the internet.
Same,
already.
Actually.
Yeah.
Normally, something like that would get out somewhere. Or
we'll see. That will. It'll work. It'll work its way out. It always does.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.